Help your high school youth unpack, understand, and live out their faith. TBD, Think, Believe, Do. The Spark House curriculum includes 5 mix and match units on important topics like prayer, sin, mission, salvation, and the Bible. Introduce your students to thinking critically about these important topics. Learn more at wearesparkhouse.org/TBD. Helen Roberts Evans grew up in Chicago, but returning to Liberia, where she was born, was a lifelong dream. Today, Helen is a United Methodist missionary serving in Liberia. In this special Advent episode of Get Your Spirit in Shape, we chat with Helen and learn the story of how God weaved together a series of incidences that led her back to the country of her birth. Helen, welcome to Get Your Spirit in Shape. I'm so excited that you're here today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here too.
Helen, when I was reading your bio, I learned that although you grew up in Chicago, you were actually born in Liberia, and that returning to Liberia was a lifelong dream. Can you tell me all about that, from being born into Liberia and in Liberia to returning and serving as a missionary with the United Methodist Church there today?
Yes, actually, it goes all the way back to my mother, who was from Jamaica. She was born in Jamaica, as were her parents and grandparents, and probably great-grandparents, and who knows how far back. But she and her sister decided to go to Liberia, to leave Jamaica in the 1940s and move to Liberia, and they did. And when they arrived, they naturalized as Liberian citizens. And then President Tubman, who was president of Liberia at the time, was able to get a scholarship for my mother to go to the States and attend university. And she did. And she studied chemistry undergrad and then anthropology for graduate school, and met my father, who was also studying anthropology. And when he got his PhD from University of Chicago, they came back to Liberia with my sister, who was a year older. And I was born in Liberia. My father was a professor at the University of Liberia, an anthropologist in Liberia then. So I was born here in Monrovia, and we lived in the Sincor area, which is where I'm living right now. So things have come full circle. And when I was only a year old, our family moved back to the States. We had been very sick a lot with malaria, and there were other issues, but we went on a freighter, and there were only 2 families in this freighter. It took a week to cross the Atlantic, and we were able to bring so many of our things from Liberia. And of course, my father was an anthropologist, so he collected as he traveled around Liberia. He also loved photography and made lots of movies, took pictures. We had so many slides. And growing up, I lived in a house where we had just so many things around us from Liberia. We had friends from Liberia also. My mother cooked Liberian food. And we watched movies and slides of Liberia and my father's travels and our family. And I always wanted to return. Probably when I was 2 years old, on the globe, we had a globe in our house, I could show you Liberia and say, this is where I was born. So it was always my desire to return and actually live in the place where I was born. I had to wait a long time for that to happen as I went to school and got a degree in education. When I got my certification, it was the same time that there was the coup in Liberia in 1980, so I knew I could not go back at that time. And then afterwards, I was married, I had family, I was busy working and taking care of the family and also going back to school. and waiting for things to be okay in Liberia, because then on Christmas Eve 1989, the civil war started and there were 14 years of war. Well, when everything settled down and my children were all grown and were on their own, I decided that, or I really felt called to go back to Liberia. And I spent a year planning for the trip. I didn't know about being a global ministries missionary. I was a member of a Methodist church in Evanston, Illinois. And I knew that I could go back to Liberia and somehow be part of the Methodist church. And it happened that at that time, we had a student at Garrett Theological Seminary who was doing his field placement in my church, Sherman United Methodist Church in Evanston, Illinois. And he was from Liberia. And I told him that I wanted to go back. And I said, I'll get two tickets and you can go back with me because I haven't been there. And I said to my mother, you know, I talked with my mother about this over and over again. And my mother said to me, go back, get back to your country. You're going to work in an office. You're going to be with your godmother. And when the scorpion bites you, this is what you should do. And my mother is a very spiritual person. And so I knew that it was all right if my mother was saying this. So I asked the Garrett student, who then went on to be a PhD student at Loyola, to go back with me. And he said, yes. And he said, you could even work in the children's ministry at the church in New Georgia, just outside of Monrovia. And you could help. They want to build a school there. You're in education. There's an orphanage there. The orphans come to the church as well. So between the children's ministry at the church, the orphanage, and preparing this school, you would really have a lot to do. And so we came. He stayed for 2 weeks. He had to, of course, go back to school. And I stayed. I'm still here. So was with the children's ministry from July 2008. I've seen the children grow up in that ministry. And the first night I got there, I asked for Mae Roberts, who's my godmother. And the first person I asked said, I have her number in my phone. I called her. She said, come on over. And I've been going to her house, if I'm in Monrovia, every week, just about every week since then. And she died a couple years ago at age 97. I still go to have Bible study with the children in the house and to be with my god sister. And I really, it worked in an office. When I came, I was asked to help volunteer. The bishop asked me to work in the education department and volunteer there. And I did. And over a year later, I became a missionary. So I was in the office. I was with my godmother. And when I went to our mission station in Banga, a scorpion bit me. So, but I knew what to do because my mother told me, and I was fine. So everything my mother said really happened. And I thank God for this time. While I was here in Liberia, my mother died. And when I went back, for the people had to come from all over, from Jamaica, from Canada, from France, because her siblings were in different countries since our family wasn't from the States. So at the funeral, her brother said that he was a runner in the Pan American Games in the Caribbean. And I never knew that he was a relay runner. And where you pass the baton. And he said that my mother loved Liberia and she was passing the baton to Helen. So it's really in my heart to be here and to share God's word here with the children and adults too.
Helen, that is such a beautiful story. I mean, it's brought tears to my eyes just hearing you tell it. And I love how God put that desire to be in Liberia in your heart, even as a little child. And God kept fanning the flame until the flaming was right. And then all of the pieces that came together for you to be exactly where, you know, God wanted you at the right time for God's plan and for you. That is so beautiful. One of the things you had said in your bio too was that you immediately felt at home when you arrived in Liberia. You've shared some things about why that would happen, but were there some specific things that happened that made you feel immediately at home?
Yes. The year that I prepared to go to Liberia, I actually resigned from my job. And my mother had had a stroke, and so I decided to take a year off, and I sold my house, and I cared for my mother, and I dreamed at night when I would go to sleep. I was in Liberia in my dreams. So I saw Liberia the way it is now, not the way, which is very different than the way it is now in Monrovia. Monrovia was a small city when I was born in 1957. It may be at the most, before the war, had probably maybe 200,000 people. Now it has over a million people in that same space, which is very crowded because Monrovia has water, the Atlantic Ocean, on three sides. So it's a bay. You know, there's the water is all around it, so it cannot expand out. It is densely populated, very densely populated. And we have almost 4 million people, or excuse me, now almost 5 million people in Liberia, and over a million of them are in Monrovia. And then we have lots of areas where there's just rainforest. Liberia is mostly rainforest when you leave the coast. So I would dream that I was here, and I saw things, and at some point I would wake up and I would think, oh, that was just a dream. It can't be real, but it was real. So when I came, I had already seen what is really here because I dreamt it. And there was one dream that I had that was a progressive dream where there were children in the forest, and every dream they got closer and closer to the water. And then in the last dream, I was coming in a canoe towards the shore, and all the children, these children were now lined up on the shore waiting for me. I thought it was just me wanting to go and be with the children. But when I went by canoe from Greenville, the city in Sino County, to King Williamstown, as the canoe went to the shore, all the children from two schools in that area came from the forest and lined up along the beach to receive me. Just like in my dream, it was so emotional. And when I went back there in December 2019, it was so emotional to be back again. And now I'm planning to go back in November for a training on reading the Bible in the local language. And I'm really looking forward to that. So I really did not feel strange when I came. Not only had I been with Liberian people, Liberian food, you know, my growing up, but the dreams were really preparing me so that nothing seemed strange.
Wow, that's amazing. That is really something. Tell me about your life in Liberia. You're in Monrovia, but are you in a house? Are you in an apartment? What's your daily life look like? You know, you're an educator. You've got, you know, the school. Yeah. So tell me about that.
Yes. Well, here in Monrovia, we have a section called Syncor, and which is a nice area, and it's on the beach. We live in the missionary compound, the in Addie Methodist Church. Actually, I think it's the women that own this property, but the compound is called, or it says on the gate, GBGM, United Methodist Missionaries Compound. And there are five buildings in the compound. And this is where missionaries and global mission fellows stay. When people come for different mission events, mission trips, they can stay here also. We're right on the beach. In fact, we are so on the beach that August before last, the waves came up, took down the wall that separates us from the beach. And you couldn't even see the sand. The waves were up on the grass. And then the cement tables and chairs that were in the yard all went in the sea. Four of the coconut trees went in the sea. So our yard is smaller now. And the beach is, I mean, we are literally on the beach.
Beachfront property for sure.
Yes, yes. But it's getting very close to the in the water almost. So the waves, the sound of the waves, it's so nice to be able to listen to that, to feel the breeze coming off of the ocean. When I come home from work, just to stand on the beach for a little while, just watching, just looking out on the Atlantic Ocean is wonderful. I feel so blessed. The coconut trees in the yard, you know, it's just a very nice yard in the middle of what is a very crowded and busy city, to be able to come in to this beautiful area is really great. I can walk down the street to and cross a very busy street to get to my job, which is at the Liberia Annual Conference Central Office here in Sincor. And I work in the education department. We have the Department of General Education and Ministry. And I am the Associate Director for Supervision for the United Methodist Schools. And we have Methodist schools in all 15 counties of Liberia and also in Guinea. The part of Guinea that borders on Liberia is part of the Liberia Annual Conference. So we actually have school, clinic, churches in Guinea as well when you cross the border. So I travel throughout the entire country. I've been to, if there's a Methodist school there, I've been there, and really enjoy seeing the beauty of Liberia, because we have the beach on the coast and then we have the rainforest when you leave the coast. So it's just beautiful. I really enjoy going around. The challenge is that when it rains, most of the roads are not paved. So the roads turn to like rivers of mud, and it's very difficult to pass. A trip that would take less than a day in dry season can take 3 or 4 days in rainy season. There is a plane that we can use. It's called the Permission Aviation Fellowship. It has a plane and missionaries can ride in it, but it can only take 9 passengers. It's a Cessna. So I do fly in that. I went to an area the end of July, came back the beginning of August by plane both ways because the road was so bad. So I spend a lot of time just visiting the schools, dealing with issues in the schools, teacher training issues, scholarship issues. Every school has a local school board. So I do local school board training and meet with the local school boards about the governance of the schools. We also have an advance for scholarship, and we have probably around between 600 to 700 students on scholarship. And I work with that, dealing with scholarship students every day. I just put my phone on silent because I've been getting calls as United Methodist University is starting class next week. So I've been getting lots of calls and making trips to the university, dealing with the scholarship issues, building issues, you know, if a roof comes off a building or it needs to be replaced, there's just so many different issues with the schools. And with 60 schools and getting around to all the counties, it takes a lot of time every day working on those issues.
So Helen, you've been in Liberia for 13 years, is that correct?
Yes, 13 years ago I came, 13 years ago, July, but I had a study leave for 1 year. So I've actually been here 12 years.
Before we continue with our conversation, I want to tell you about a new curriculum from Spark House. TBD stands for Think, Believe, Do. It's a 5-part curriculum designed especially for high school youth to unpack, understand, and live out their faith by exploring various topics such as prayer, mission, salvation, the Bible, and sin. It's a great way to introduce your students to thinking critically about these important topics. You can learn more at wearesparkhouse.org/TBD. When you tell people what you do, what's the favorite story that you share?
Wow. There are so many. When I volunteered for 2 years as an English teacher for a program that was through the U.S. Embassy, I was able to connect with students. One of our schools here, which is the J.J. Roberts United Methodist School, which is in Singapore, was the venue for a U.S. Embassy program to have students come, students who were from low-income families, not students who went to our private Methodist school, but students who were in the government school or other schools who were identified by their principals as having a lot of potential, needed really to learn standard English and to have greater experience with standard English. Here we have Liberian English. So the U.S. Embassy set up this 2-year program, and I was invited by the principal of our Methodist school to be one of the teachers in the program. And every week for 2 years, I worked with this group of students. And it was such a wonderful experience. They were in junior high. There was one student in particular who was there waiting every Saturday morning for me. He was there before class time. And he only missed in 2 years one class. And it was because one of his relatives died and he had to represent the family at the family meeting. Other than that, he was there all the time. He participated in class. He asked questions. It was just a joy to have him in class. And I kept in touch with, and I still am in touch with students from this class. In fact, the dress I'm wearing was made by the mother of one of the students. So this student really wanted to go to our Methodist school because it is actually one of the best schools in Liberia, this particular school. And he was not having a good academic experience where he was. So he was able to come to our Methodist school without paying. He did well. He now is at our United Methodist University studying biology and is in his final semester before he does his thesis. His plan is to go on to medical school. We have one medical school in Liberia and it's free. It's the government medical school. So that is his plan. He even there's an opportunity here to take the SATs. He took them, did well, and was even accepted into college in the States. But COVID came and he didn't go. But he is it's just so wonderful to have gotten to know his family, to, you know, meet with his father on issues, to be there to talk with them when different things happen, like when one of his sisters died. It has been wonderful to see how this junior high school student, who is now a young man, has been so committed to his desire to do well academically, morally, spiritually, and to be able to be there for him from his junior high, senior high, and now coming to the final year of college. So having experiences, and there's several students like that. I'm just giving one story. So I'm looking forward to him being my doctor one day. So it, seeing how he was able to go to the Methodist school and now to the Methodist University, it's really great. I thank God for it.
That's so exciting. You know, Helen, that's an example of, yes, definitely a life changed, but a whole family, mm-hmm. you know, a whole family's trajectory because of, you know, the opportunities there through the Methodist school. And that's really exciting to hear about that. You know, it occurs to me, you're a member of Sherman United Methodist Church in Evanston, yeah. Illinois, and been in Liberia for a while now. And it occurs to me that you might have a really unique perspective on how the United Methodist Church is connected across the globe, you know, across continents. How do you see connectionalism in action?
Wow. And I think that is something really important. I heard that the United Methodist Church is a connectional church. But coming here and being, you know, on a different continent and being part of the same global church, it just makes me think of the unity of Christ, that we are one body in Christ. On Sundays, when I read the common lectionary, I know that that same lectionary is being read at Methodist churches all around the world. So that whether I'm in Liberia, whether I'm in Evanston, whether if I was in the Philippines, if I was wherever, the same lectionary is being read. People are coming together and hearing the same gospel message, the same Old Testament message, reading the same psalm. We're all united. Just all around the world, we are one in Christ. I thank God for that.
Helen, we will share this episode during Advent, so I'd like to talk about Christmas for just a minute. Are there any unique ways that you celebrate Christmas in Liberia, or any favorite Liberian Christmas traditions?
Well, in Liberia, we have two major holidays, Christmas and Independence Day. Our Independence Day is July 26th. And they're both celebrated a lot the same. It's really a time for families to come together, for children to get new clothes and walk about. We say walk about, for people to prepare lots of food, to go to church on Christmas morning and sing Christmas carols from our, or, you know, hymns, the Christmas hymns and the United Methodist hymnal, to have the children perform a Christmas drama also, either Christmas Eve or Christmas morning that day. To at church, we have gatherings with children. One year we had like 100 children come to someone's yard for the drama and also to eat together, to sing together. So it's a very special time. It's a time that people travel to see relatives here in Liberia. So it's not just a day, Christmas Day. Schools have to close before Christmas and then not open until after New Year's to give people the chance to go to whichever county and on unpaved roads, getting to meet their relatives in other places. We say we're going to spend time, which is the term that we use here. So people travel, to meet relatives. It's really a time of families coming together. And for me, being together with the children at church, and from even the whole Advent season, every Sunday of Advent, we light the Advent candle, and in my Sunday school class, and we talk about the Christmas story leading up to Advent, but the children really enjoy dramatizing it, and they really enjoy performing for the congregation and singing. And I think that's more than giving gifts. You know, there's not the Christmas tree with gifts under the tree, as is a common in the States, but it's more of a time of gathering, visiting friends, the new clothes, all of the food together.
Sounds lovely. Helen, before we go, there's one question that we ask every guest on Get Your Spirit in Shape. How do you keep your spirit in shape?
Well, I have a lot of practices, and that have come from different people, actually. One is to say from Psalm 118 every morning when I wake up, the first thing is to say, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And I say that three times every morning when I wake up. First, that's the first thing. And then I put on my spiritual armor from Ephesians chapter 6. And I physically go through the motions of putting on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the preparation of the gospel of peace on my feet, of holding up my shield of faith that can stop all the fiery darts of the wicked one, of putting on my helmet of salvation, and having my sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So I go through that every morning. I know that we are not just battling against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle that we are engaged in. So then I make a delicious cup of chai tea with fresh ginger that I boil, cinnamon sticks and cardamom. And I have that while I read the Bible. I start with Genesis and I go through to Revelation. And then I start again with Genesis and go through to Revelation. And I read through every day, every morning. Before I eat anything, I put the Word of God in me. And then I have my prayer time. So that time I spend between 40 minutes and an hour reading the Bible and praying. After that, at 12 noon, I send out a prayer, which I read out loud for our Association of Christian Mission School Systems in Liberia. So praying for our schools and praying for the people within our schools. And that is a prayer that I send out on behalf of this association. And so I change it every day, the wording in it. And I read it out loud. That's at noon every day, 7 days a week. And then in the evening, I have a WhatsApp Bible study group of people here in Liberia. And we come together every evening for an hour and a half. Sometimes it goes to 2 hours of Bible study and prayer. And we pray together every evening, unless I'm at an evening worship service, in which case I'm studying the Bible and praying there at the worship service. So literally, and then I have Bible studies with children in our yard here in the Methodist missionary compound. All of the children come on my porch every Saturday afternoon for Bible study. The house, my godmother's house, a weekly visits there for Bible study. And then of course the children at church in New Georgia for Bible study with them as well. So I thank God that I have an opportunity every morning, every noontime, and every evening just to stop and focus on God's word and to be centered on God's word. It is sweet, as the song says, it's sweeter than honey, sweeter than the honeycomb. I love God's word.
Helen, you are such a gift. You are a gift to the children of Liberia. I know that everyone who knows you, you're a gift. And we just thank you for serving God and serving the United Methodist Church as a GBGM missionary. And we thank you for being a guest on Get Your Spirit in Shape.
Thank you. Thanks. It's been great to talk with you. God bless.
That was Helen Roberts Evans, a missionary serving in Liberia on behalf of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Global Ministries. To learn more about Helen and the work she does, go to umc.org/podcast and look for this episode. In addition to the helpful links and a transcript of our conversation, you'll find my email address so you can talk with me about Get Your Spirit in Shape. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Get Your Spirit in Shape. I look forward to the next time that we're together. I'm Crystal Cavanis.